René Descartes was born on March 31, 1596, in La Haye-en-Touraine, a small town in central France that, centuries later, would bear his name. The world he was born into was marked by instability, religious violence, and a deep sense of historical transition. France had just emerged from decades of civil and religious wars that had torn the social fabric, weakened institutions, and sown fear among broad swaths of the population. Being born into this context was not merely a historical detail but a condition that permeated life experience from childhood. The end of the 16th century and the early years of the 17th century were a period of uncertain reconstruction. The country was trying to rebuild after the wars of religion, which had pitted Catholics against Protestants for over 30 years. Although the Edict of Nantes, promulgated by Henry IV, had brought relative peace, tensions remained latent. Violence had not completely disappeared, and the memory of conflict was still vivid in the minds of the adults surrounding the young Descartes. The feeling of living in a fragile world, prone to breaking apart again, was part of the everyday atmosphere. The Descartes family belonged to the minor nobility of the robe, a comfortable but not powerful class, linked to administrative and judicial functions. His father, Joachim Descartes, was a counselor in the Parliament of Brittany, which ensured the family a respectable social position and sufficient economic stability. However, this stability was more institutional than emotional. René's mother, Jean Brochard, died when he was just over a year old, probably from complications following childbirth. This early loss profoundly marked the emotional structure of his childhood. From a very young age, Descartes was a sickly child. Sources agree in describing him as frail, with delicate health and prone to respiratory ailments. At a time when medicine was limited and infant mortality was high, surviving a weak childhood was no trivial matter. This physical fragility conditioned his pace of life, his education, and his relationship with the world. Unlike other children around him, he was not pushed towards intense physical activity or rigid discipline from an early age. He was allowed to rest, observe, and think. This physical condition also influenced the way adults treated him. They granted him more time to sleep, more freedom to read, and fewer physical demands. Over the years, this combination of physical weakness and intellectual privilege helped form an introspective character, inclined towards reflection and silent analysis. It is no coincidence that Descartes, as an adult, would defend the importance of solitude as a condition for rigorous thought. The family environment partly compensated for the maternal absence. René was raised primarily by his maternal grandmother and a wet nurse, figures who played a key role in his early years. However, the paternal figure was present only intermittently. Joachim Descartes spent long periods away due to his professional obligations. This combination of female care and male distance contributed to an emotionally contained childhood, where affection was expressed practically rather than verbally. The family home was an orderly, relatively quiet space, far from the major urban centers. La Haye-en-Touraine was not a vibrant city, but a provincial town, marked by slow rhythms and deep-rooted traditions. There, young René had his first contact with the world through quiet observation, without the bustle of big cities or the constant pressure of direct conflict. Nevertheless, the violence of the outside world was not entirely absent. Tales of past wars, religious tensions, and the memory of recent massacres circulated in conversations, sermons, and family stories. From a very early age, Descartes showed a natural inclination toward study. He learned to read easily and developed a particular taste for books. At a time when literacy was not widespread, this early access to knowledge was a significant privilege. Books offered him not only information but also an escape from his physical limitations and the emotional silence of his immediate environment. Initial domestic education was oriented towards traditional values. Obedience, the Catholic faith, and respect for authority. Yet, even within this conservative framework, young René began to formulate questions. It was not yet systematic doubt, but a persistent curiosity.